The New York Army National Guard now requires that troops returning from combat attend 2 weekends of training. They don't involve drills or briefings on new equipment. Instead, the citizen soldiers attend workshops including suicide prevention, alcohol, traffic safety, and tools for facing troubling feelings that can come up after being in a war zone. Called the reintegration programs, it's all about training the soldiers to be back at home. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
In January, after serving in Afghanistan for 10 months, a group of soldiers were warmly greeted by family and friends at the Jamaica Queen's Armory.
Welcome home, guys.
Hi, welcome home.
Timothy Terrain is one of 2,100 men and women from the New York Army National Guard who were deployed and have come home in the past year. This is his second welcome home ceremony. He's just back from a tour in Afghanistan, and he served in Iraq in 2004. When asked about how he copes with his wartime experiences, he says he simply deletes them from the record.
You try to figure out things that you can do to put this behind you. Like this year, 2008 never existed for me. 2009 does. 2004 never existed for me. 2005 did. Because at the end of the day, I really don't want to remember everything that happened this year.
You would think that it's intuitive that people could just come home, but they can't.
Eric Olson is chaplain for the New York National Guard.
We saw that certainly in World War I, World War II, in Vietnam, the guys who just couldn't come home. They get stuck out there. So we have to help them to navigate with those ghosts and deal with that traumatic stress.
Noticing that soldiers needed help with that stress helped spawn the reintegration program. Olson and others in the New York Guard brass collaborated to create a new kind of training.
We take extensive pains to make them a soldier, a warrior. Let's use the idea of warrior, where they can go and they can take the life of other human beings. They can go into any situation and command it. That's their job. When they come back, they are warriors, and we don't accept a warrior culture very well in our society.
Members of the New York Army National Guard are now required to attend training sessions 30 days and again 60 days after coming home. Recently, about 400 members of the 27th Brigade Combat Team and their families attended their first reintegration event at the Tarrytown Marriott. They traveled from New York City, upstate, and Long Island. The soldiers wear their uniforms, but it doesn't feel like a typical military event. Not just because families are around, but it's less regimented and focused on, well, feelings.
This should never cost you more than it already has. You needed to harden your heart. You had to shut down. You had to.
Olson stands more than 6 feet tall in fatigues and boots and leads one of the more powerful workshops of the day on suicide prevention.
It's called survival mode.
Olson speaks to the soldiers with the intensity of firsthand experience. He spent a year in Iraq in 2006 and says even though he's been a chaplain for 24 years, he wasn't prepared for how difficult it was when he got home. It got so bad, he and his wife separated and almost divorced.
That's my phone number. You can call me and I'll come to you.
When he tells the soldiers they can call him anytime, many scramble to take the number down.
Put in your phone if you want. Put in your phone if you're a leader for somebody else. Take it down. Because you might run to somebody who's running tight to the wire. You might find that you need to get them somebody. Well, you want to know something? I'm the guy who you can call. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your service. And we'll see you soon. Okay.
There's a whole workshop just for the married troops. The large main conference room fills up quickly with guard members and their spouses. Many are holding hands.
Now there's that 1 year in their life where they really haven't opened up about it yet.
Some of the couples look at each other from time to time, smiling or nodding as they hear things that resonate for them.
They just may not know how to talk to you about that.
Heather Langley helps to run the workshop. She says she often gets pulled aside by the spouses when it's over.
Seeing the heads nod, they're kind of sitting there and they don't really say too much during the whole presentation. But once you walk out that door, I get stopped every couple of feet for, oh, I went through the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. That really helped.
Not all soldiers are enthusiastic about attending the day's events. Like 32-year-old specialist Vincent Visiglia.
What did you think when you were first offered to come here?
Honestly, the same as every other military function, useless. But, I mean, I was surprised at the amount of people actually showed up, because most people weren't going to show up.
But many seem happy to mill about and catch up with the soldiers they were deployed with while nibbling on the free lunch.
Hey, brother.
29-year-old Staff Sergeant Jordan Probst-Draper is the mother of four and is fresh from deployment in Afghanistan. She says she appreciates what the Guard is trying to do for soldiers. The only feedback she has would be to offer a separate workshop just for the women post-combat.
Your needs as a female soldier is completely different than the needs of a male soldier. And how you think and how you react are different to male troops.
Probst Draper and the rest of the 27th Brigade Combat Team and their families will be attending their second reintegration event this weekend. They'll attend a job education fair, briefings on stress management, as well as a mandatory sit-down with VA counselors. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.